Welcome to Module 13 on this MVA course on how to automate workloads with System Center Orchestrator. I'm Simon Perriman, joined again by Gordon McKenna, and in this particular module, we're going to be taking a look at the integration with System Center Service Manager. Service Manager is used as an ITIL-based help desk solution that allows you to manage things ranging from problems and incidents all the way to managing different resources in your environment, leveraged by a back-end content management database, or CMDB. I think what you're going to find with this module, though, is a very rich integration story with Service Manager and Orchestrator, allowing you to easily pass information and trigger actions, trigger issues based on particular tickets or events that can happen and be reported through Service Manager. But Gordon, why don't you walk us through what we're going to be covering in some more detail?
Thanks, Simon. Well, this is actually another one of my favorite integration packs with Orchestrator. So, and you know, I do want to point out up front that it's kind of two ways that you, like with Operations Manager, there's two ways that you can integrate with Orchestrator from Service Manager. Obviously, I can interact directly with Service Manager from the Orchestrator console. So I might have, for example, a management product that I'm using that is an Operations Manager. I hope very much not. But I could want to integrate that into my Service Manager environment. So I would use Orchestrator to act as that conduit of bringing those alerts up into my Service Manager product. But also, Service Manager has a connector for for Orchestrator that will actually go in and suck up references to all the overrides that are running. And then I can actually run Orchestrator runbooks as part of workflows within Service Manager, which really opens up scenarios around service request fulfillment, IT as a service, and also the advantage of using it with Service Manager is you get that ITIL governance around the workflow that you run. So we're very much focusing on the Service Manager integration in Orchestrator. There is another course on Service Manager.
That's correct, yep.
Which is, covers off that kind of deep integration the other way around. So we're going to have an overview. We're going to talk about registration and deployment, connection configuration. I'm going to run over some of the activities that are available. I've got a demo where I'm going to show you how to use the integration pack. And I've got a really cool sample for you this time to show off a real-world scenario that we've developed for a customer. We're also going to cover some best practices, and we're going to show you how you can get a hold of the integration pack so you can deploy it in your environment. So the Service Manager integration pack has a number of key activities that can be used to automate day-to-day tasks that you would want as a Service Manager administrator or even as a general service implementation engineer. So these include things like creating incidents from templates, creating requests, creating problem records, and also associating incidents with problem records. And I'll kind of show how this works. Also as well, for generally monitoring the status of an activity that's running in Service Manager as well. So it might be a particular workflow that you've kicked off or one that you're interested in, and we can monitor activity and return that feedback. So deploying it is quite simple. We use the Orchestrator Deployment Manager. We register the integration pack on the Orchestrator Management Server using this tool. We then deploy the integration pack to the runbook servers and runbook designers we've got in the environment so we can actually interact with it. And finally, we just confirm that the integration pack has been deployed successfully in the environment. Connection configuration is pretty simple again. It's one of these drop downs from the option menus. We click on the SC2012 Service Manager in the runbook design, of course. We add a new connection, and then we just add the following properties: name, so a meaningful name so I can understand what this is. Particularly relevant if you've got multiple Service Manager environments, so you'll want to give it an environment that matches the individual part of the organization that it's servicing. Server, domain, username and password, and like with the Operations Manager, we have a polling and a reconnect, and I believe that's only available since SP1.
Yes, I believe that's true as well. Now, don't forget, though, even though this management pack itself says it's for 2012, sorry, this integration pack, it absolutely will work for 2012 R2, so same integration pack, it'll cover both solutions.
Okay, and again, we have that little test connection box. Definitely recommend you click that, save you having to go back and troubleshoot that later down the line. Multiple connections can be created for different security permissions within Service Manager. So we have a plethora of different kind of roles within Service Manager, from activity implementers to change managers. So you might want to associate your runbooks to particular roles and only allow those people to interact at that particular level. So let's take a look at some of the activities that we have in the Service Manager integration pack. So we can create a change record from a template. So typically within Service Manager, we have a number of change templates. So these could be an emergency change, for example. And we can actually grab that template and add information to that and automatically create a change record. We might want to create an object. That could be an object in a CI. So another good use case scenario for this is us taking objects from another database and pushing them into the CMDB. And we can kind of create new items within there. We can also update activities, upload attachments, update objects, delete relationships between objects, get activities, get objects, get relationships, create incidents with templates as well. So this is particularly important when you're pushing things like operation management products like Operation Manager into here. We can also create related objects and create relationships. So typically, for example, with a change record in Service Manager, you have a related object such as incidents that you might want to associate. And I'll show you a little example of that a bit later on. So let's jump in and have a look at a demo.
Now, one thing that's kind of unique about Service Manager here is that it has this backend CMDB or content management database, which includes kind of a rich set of relational activities between different components in your data center. Now, what's special about this with how it integrates into Orchestrator is that Service Manager injects a lot of this information within the published data. So for example, you can go and query information, go take a look at the published data that gets pushed to the data bus, and you can go pull objects from classes. So classes such as Active Directory, Windows Server Computers, Windows Client Computers, SQL Server Computers. So again, just another example of how we can take these strings, enums, integers, other values which the CMDB is using, and still be able to take this information, organize it, place it into classes, and make sure that we can really structure it as we need by using Orchestrator.
Okay, thank you, Simon. Great tips coming from you today, I have to say. Let's take a look at some of the basic functions here. So I've got create an instant with a template. And if I dive into this, it's just an object, by the way, that I've pulled out from my Service Manager section over here. I can see I've got my connection to Service Manager. I've got a class here that I can call from. In this particular one, I've got three classes. I've got an Operation Manager generated incident, a desired configuration manager incident. For those who are not familiar with desired configuration management or settings management, as it's also called, this is a feature in Configuration Manager that allows me to monitor configuration drift against a baseline. We can also see here that this is a high priority incident template. And again, if I kind of just check into that box here, I've got everything from a generic incident request up to a software issue or a printing issue. So I've picked a high priority incident template. The impact's high, the urgency's high. I can use a description that is instance created by Orchestrator. I've got a display name, and then I'm just going to click finish on that. So I'm gonna actually go ahead and run this runbook tester against this, and I'm going to click run. And while that's actually happening, I'm just going to open up my Service Manager environment. And just checking back in Orchestrator here, we can see that my activity is finished. I've got all the information on how that's finished. And I can see it's a tier one incident created by Orchestrator. So back in my Service Manager environment, I'm gonna open up the Service Manager console. And while that's opening up, I just want to talk about another kind of couple of elements in this. Notice, you might notice I haven't run it yet, but we've got this kind of step through scenario. What the step through does, if I've got multiple layers in my runbook, I can actually step through each layer at a time, or each activity at a time, and I can stop and start, so I can review the data in an orderly fashion. Particularly if I've got a fast-moving runbook, it's a great way of reviewing bits. I can also toggle a breakpoint, so I can have a runbook run through and stop at a particular breakpoint, and then I can review all the information up to that particular time period. So let's go back to Service Manager, And if I go into my incident management pane within here, just wait a couple of seconds for that to load. And you know, those I'm not familiar with Service Manager, you can see here we've got change management, general activity management, we've got release management, problem management. But I'm interested in incident management today, so I'm going to go into my all incidents queue so I can view the data that's coming in. And notice here as well, I've got Operation Manager incidents. There is a direct connector for Operations Manager, which will pump information in. But if you want maybe a little bit more control over the flow, you might use Orchestrator as that connection point as well. So here's my incident that's created by Orchestrator. You can see it's got an ID, it's got a priority, which is high. And I'm actually just gonna go back into Orchestrator now. And I'm gonna show you a problem record. So I'm actually gonna create an object here. The object of class is problem. And I'm going to create medium high impact. And again, I'm just going to run that with my runbook tester. And going back into my Service Manager console. And actually, you can see there, there's that latest problem record that I've had created by Orchestrator. So, you know, we can interact and create problem records and incidents, and we can work off other templates that are in there. Now, I just wanted to close out by showing you one of my sample runbooks here. And this is one of my favorite runbooks here because it shows a number of different elements. That's very important when you think about orchestration. So I've actually got a simple folder size monitor runbook in here. I'm just gonna move that across because I want to explain some of the moving elements in here. So, you know, I can use Orchestrator to do things like monitor a function like a folder size. So in here, I've actually got a monitor folder icon that I've took out of the native system folder. And if I look at that monitor folder, I'm actually looking at a particular log file on a system. And I've got a trigger here that if the total file size in that folder is greater than 100 bytes, then I'm gonna trigger my condition here, which is moving on to my next section. Now, the first thing that I'm gonna do here is I'm gonna create an incident with a template within Service Manager, right? So I'm gonna let people know that I've detected the condition and I'm gonna do an action. I'm also, as part of this, gonna save my incident GUID down from Service Manager, and then I'm gonna automatically take an action. And the action will be to remove temporary files from that log file folder. And I can actually put an age filter on this, so I can say if the only remove temporary files which are older than 2 weeks old, for example. Yeah, you know, the problem with this little runbook here is that it's great if I'm only doing that activity, you know, once a month, right? And I'm solving a business problem with that. But if I'm actually running that automation every 10 minutes, or I'm running it, you know, every 5 minutes, what I've actually done is I'm creating automation to solve a business problem, but I'm masking the fact that there's an underlying problem with that folder. So that's actually classic ITIL problem management. So what we're doing here is when we remove the temp files, I'm actually updating an incident counter with an increment of 1. And if that, I'm also outputting the counter value there as well. And if that incident value gets greater than 3, and I can add a variable in here that says within a half an hour time frame, then I'm gonna go into Service Manager and create a problem record. Now, obviously what I need to do when I create that problem record is I need to get the incident GUIDs and associate them with the problem record so I can understand that these 3 occasions were what created the problem. So I'm reading the incident GUIDs from the file I created here. I'm then associating the incidents with the problem. I'm then clearing my incident file. And I'm also resetting my counter and clearing my counter list. So that's a classic example of where we can do really good automation with Orchestrator, but we can wrap problem management around it. And any of you people out there have actually been in a problem management role will understand it's a manual discipline most time in ITIL. So here we can do automation and we can wrap governance around it, which is creating the incident ticket and auditing, but we can also add a problem management element. Now, I definitely suggest when you're looking at doing your runbook activities, you kind of think along these lines, right? You think about how you can both log in your ITIL system the fact that you've done that action, but also look how you can add problem management into your workflow. So that's just a couple of kind of real world tips on the end of that as well.
Nice. Well, let's talk about our best practices as well.
Yeah, no problem. So again, these are kind of pretty much our standard best practices. Make sure you use multiple connections for your different security permissions. Make sure you get those connections, those permissions right in the connections. Test your runbooks using the tester. Add error handling activities to capture logs. And I'm going to add a couple here based on my last demo there. Make sure you take into account your ITIL processes when you're creating your orchestrator runbooks, and try and drive your runbooks into those processes so it happens in a very seamless way. Finally, where do I get the integration pack from? Well, a quick search on Bing will reveal the download link. And actually, we have a new site, a Scorch Center, slash IPList, which will list all of the integration packs that are available from Microsoft, from third-party vendors, also some cracking community links as well.
Thanks, Gordon. Well, this concludes module number 13 as we took a look at integration with Service Manager. In our next module, we're going to go and take a look at how we manage Linux. We'll see you soon.